Back now with Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brown.
I'm Alex Chadwick. A lot of people are drawn to this fantasy of living an alternative life, of just being someone else.
Okay, Alex. So your alter ego would be?
Could be a screenwriter, could be a sponge, but either way, it would be in the South Pacific.
Well, that's alluring. You know, I'd say having these split personalities, these sort of dual personalities, well, that would require, well, someone who is highly creative and maybe, I don't know, maybe someone who's actually delusional.
Well, let's not say delusional in the case of classical violist Mike Kelly, but he has figured out how to cross back and forth between two very different musical worlds. And for him, he says that it means really inventing an alter ego and then the struggle to keep that alter ego in check. We have the story from New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gornstein.
Sorry, I was late. I'm really sorry.
Mike Kelly spends a lot of his time at the Apple Hill Center for Chamber Music. The campus is tucked away in the hilly, southwestern corner of New Hampshire.
I'm the violist, the professional violist in the resident string quartet.
Kelly, a former child prodigy, went to the Oberlin Conservatory and on to the Juilliard School. As a member of the Apple Hill Quartet, he's performed around the world. The Apple Hill campus feels like the setting for an L.L. Bean catalog photo shoot. A refurbished wooden barn, a west-facing gazebo, a dirt road visited by the occasional Subaru station wagon.
Yeah, I love it up here. A beautiful view, sunset goes down over the hills.
But this world is nothing like Kelly's other one. This song is off Kelly Poehler's second album, I Need You to Hold On While the Sky is Falling. Kelly Poehler is, well, let's have Mike introduce him.
Kelly Poehler is the anarchist, hedonist, space-traveling, disco, dance music-loving, far-out, cosmic space traveler.
Kelly Poehler, Mike Kelly's other identity, is an electronic dance music composer and performer. As quiet and refined as Mike Kelly's New Hampshire classical music world is, Poehler's pop music world is decadent, bizarre, and extreme.
One thing I learned about doing live Kelly Poehler shows, however out of control I was, it was always better if I was even more out of control the next time.
Poehler says life in this weird world has led him to some extraordinary places. Like a few weeks ago, he was performing at a club in East Berlin, a place called the Panorama Bar.
So the music is deafeningly loud, and there's people dancing around, there's people screaming, there's people getting kind of like out of their heads. There's absolutely unbelievably bizarre things going on. And then below it is this club Bergain, and as you go further and further down, it gets kind of more and more hardcore in terms of debauchery. And then, like, finally, the next to last floor, there's a grate. And it's
the what happens under the grate is probably best left to your imagination.
It's really far out.
Mike Kelly came to New Hampshire almost 7 years ago, after his high-octane, bright lights, big city life started to come down around him. He remembers those nights, right at the end, before he decided he had to leave New York.
There was a visiting delegation of mycologists who were studying mushrooms, and we ended up partying on a rooftop in Chinatown with a troupe of Icelandic ballerinas, and eventually, you know, flooded the apartment building, a huge police action, you know, which some or all of that may be completely true.
The New York club scene fed the Kelly Poehler part of Mike Kelly, that hedonistic, decadent part, and it had gotten the best of him. So he escaped to Apple Hill, a safe place where he'd played music as a kid. Here, he could return to his classical roots and let Kelly Poehler roam without getting in trouble.
I have to say, even though it's probably really psychologically disturbing, I love the fact that I basically have this really, probably bizarrely overdeveloped inner fantasy world. And I don't think that would have happened unless I was here.
Kelly says this world has unfolded on his runs along the old logging roads cut through Apple Hill's 10,000 acres of woods.
Creatures living out in the middle of space that, communicate by these gravity waves. Or maybe you have a concert that is going to be so loud and so big that you have to do it on a planetary scale.
One white skull used to be a friend of mine.
That vivid fantasy landscape has helped him produce two Kelly Polar albums since 2005. Polar says on his first album, he tried to reach out to those creatures and intergalactic worlds. He laced his lyrics with messages about his desire to get off the planet.
Subtle or not so subtle messages like, I can keep a secret, and I have a planetary claustrophobia that I would appreciate having addressed.
And he tells me the messages were heard.
So you're saying you've been taken off this planet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Keep going.
Part of Kelly Polar's whole shtick is being that outrageous man of make-believe.
I apologize. I totally apologize.
To him, it's just another facet of the whole absurd world of pop music. He figures, why bother to correct reports that Polar's originally from Croatia when Mike Kelly is actually from Providence, Rhode Island? Or why not exaggerate that story about the Icelandic ballerinas on the rooftop in Chinatown? Kelly admits his habit of playing fast and loose with the truth got him in trouble in New York. That's a part of himself he'd tried to leave behind.
And so the fact that I have this kind of duplicitous alter ego double life might... It seems like I'm not making much progress.
But the 34-year-old feels like he's found an equilibrium of sorts, both personally and artistically.
Start where, like, measure 52.
Yeah, let's pick
theme.
Up. Yeah, that's let's pick idea. Up where we left off.
Kelly's planning to move to Providence, also symbolic, he says, because it's halfway between both worlds.
I think probably the danger now is if I get too comfortable, like, Kelly Polar's going to get really boring and Mike Kelly will get fired.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.